listener production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast News. I'm Rob McLeod. Here's what's making news for Wednesday, December 7. An emergency declaration has been made in Labrador. More unsettled weather coming for the Gold Coast, and fuel prices expected to stabilise over Christmas. An emergency declaration has been made on the Gold Coast with a man threatening to self-harm at a unit complex in Labrador. Police decided to cordon off Brown Street around 4:30 yesterday afternoon following reports of a disturbance at a unit in a complex. Negotiations with the sole male occupant have gone on through the night, the man telling them he has a gas bottle. Neighbours within the complex have been evacuated as a precaution, this neighbour telling Nine it was very unsettling.
He just said the police are outside. They're going to come knock on your door, and we got a, like, some police officer came and knocked on our door and said, got to evacuate, is something happening? We didn't really know what was happening as well. We just took our stuff and we left. It was me and my mum. We were in the house and we got evacuated, and there's another family. I think there was three of them.
Police efforts to get the man to surrender peacefully are continuing. More unsettled weather is coming for the Gold Coast this week. Griffith University's Gold Coast professor, Brendan Makey, says it's a sign of what we can expect in the years to come.
Unfortunately, extreme rain and flooding will continue to get worse for decades to come as we have at least another 0.4 degree of global warming locked in.
Temperatures are expected to reach 28 degrees today on the Gold Coast, but 31 tomorrow with the chance of a late storm. Transport and Main Roads has teamed up with Queensland Police, launching a campaign to deter Gold Coast motorists from drink driving. Superintendent Chris Stream says we can expect to see an increase in police presence this festive season on our beaches, main roads and tourist hotspots.
We'll also be focusing around licensed premises and other safe night precincts and other areas like that. So those increased police will be looking at all of the fatal five figures, but in particular focusing on drink and drug driving as well as speeding around those areas.
Fuel prices on the Gold Coast are expected to remain stable as we head into the holiday season. RACQ spokesperson Nikki Hayden says the global oil price has fallen in recent weeks, but is anticipated to rise slightly come mid-December.
We do expect prices to remain pretty stable for the rest of this week and into the weekend. But once we sort of hit mid-December, we do expect a bit of a rise across the regions, particularly for unleaded petrol.
We're paying around $1.69 for unleaded on the Gold Coast right now. A Queensland academic is urging locals to be scam aware before booking a holiday on travel sites. The advice is to book through reputable companies and go directly to their website rather than following a text or email prompt. Jackie Drew from Griffith University's Criminology Institute says it's not just pre-booking scams you need to look out for.
Also think about when you get there, you know, offers of tours and that sort of thing. Just be alert and aware. Always take a second to think through before you make a decision, either to give your identity information or definitely your credit card.
Updating sport now, and Titans enforcer Moeki Fotoeka has returned to pre-season training early, despite still technically being on holiday. He says he's keen to get reacquainted with the boys and get into a routine. He joins Tino Fa'asua Malawi, Kieran Foran, Jameen Jolief getting in early sessions.
Definitely shows like where we want to, how we want to go next year. Considering this year we didn't really go too well, and I think all the boys agree on that.
That's Moe on 7. And now you're up to date with what's happening on the Gold Coast and Tweed. Our listener app is your new home of local news. Download the app now to listen live or on demand.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.